Chief Albert Turri told me that he was here just literally 10 or 15 minutes after the events that took place this morning. That is the first crash. He said that at one point he had roughly 10 alarms. That would equate to roughly 200 to 225 New York City firefighters who were in the building. This was after the crash, trying to rescue civilians who were in there. Now, earlier this morning on the Today Show, we spoke to the director of the World Trade Center. He said that at that hour of the morning, you could have upwards of 10,000 people in each of those towers. That would be 20,000 people total in each tower. The chief safety of the Fire Department of New York City told me that shortly after 9 o'clock, he had roughly 10 alarms, roughly 200 men in the building trying to effect rescues of some of those civilians who were in there, and that basically he received word of the possibility of a secondary device, that is another bomb going off. He tried to get his men out as quickly as he could, but he said that there was another explosion which took place, and then an hour after the first hit here, with the first crash that took place, he said, there was another explosion that took place in one of the towers here. So obviously, according to his theory, he thinks that there were actually devices that were planted in the building. One of the secondary devices he thinks that took place after the initial impact was, he thinks, may have been on the plane that crashed into one of the towers. The second device he thinks, he speculates, was probably planted in the building. So that's what we have been told by Albert Turri, who is the chief of safety for the New York City Fire Department. He told me that just moments ago.